Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The final whistle goes then at Anfield, and it's Liverpool 3, Brentford 0 goals from Fabinho, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Taki Minamino give Liverpool 3 valuable points, Errol.
Just going to second place, yeah.
What are your general thoughts? I thought from the second the team news come out, it looked like Liverpool were going to try and up the tempo from the other night and be a bit more progressive, be a bit more front foot. Mm-hmm. And pretty much from minute one, I felt that was the case. The end ball sometimes wasn't quite there, and it took us a while, and in the end, it came from a set piece, which Brentford struggled with all game anyway.
Yeah.
But from minute one, really, I thought Liverpool, it was a vast improvement. It had to be, because Thursday, after the red card, was so poor, and we wanted a reaction, and we got it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, and it was just reassuring to see that, you know, with the likes of some of your big hitters, we didn't have, you know, the stellar creator spark on Thiago in midfield, or a Naby Keita, of, you know, of their ilk. We didn't have Mane, we didn't have Salah, but we still hadn't more than enough to beat this Brentford side today. For Curtis Jones was a bit of a revelation in terms of that energy that he brings. He's got so much confidence on the ball. He never looks to want to give it up. He's happy to drive with it. He's happy to play nice, cute passes and flicks. So I think individually, I think everybody upped their own individual performances in terms of ratings by by at least two or three, depending on the individual today. And I think it was good. You know, you asked the big question of the likes of the Ox before, you know, the fact that he plays in so many different positions for us, it's hard to find that rhythm and that level of consistency. But today, even he was able to deliver as playing with that right forward. And for me, I think one of the biggest or the starkest change to the midweek game, which, you know, it's gone now, so we can forget about it, we've come good, is the deliveries from wide. We've spoken so many times on these shows how reliant we are on creating from wide positions, whether that is crosses from corners, whether that's crosses from, you know, left side, right side, whichever fullback it is, we need their deliveries to be on point in order for us to...
And the set piece deliveries as well.
In order for us to have any joy out of the game, or at least guarantee us one or two goals, those areas of the pitches where we need to dominate but be really clinical. And I think today was signs that we was getting back to our best. Not saying we are, but getting back in the right direction to be performing at our best level.
Yeah, and like I say, in the absence of Salah, in the absence of Mane, other people have got to step up, and Liverpool had that today. We'll go through more of those, obviously, on the player rating, so I'll be doing that in an instant match reaction.
Yeah.
But the one man I wanted to bring out, I thought, Curtis Jones, we were talking again about the impetus and someone's got to set the tempo. I thought the midfield, both of them, I thought Henderson had a good game, I thought Jones had a good
game. Good game.
Those two, I thought, were instrumental in just keeping us on the front foot. Keep going forward, right, we're going forward, this one's going forward. Even at times, Henderson was knocking balls forward. Yeah. And even if they weren't, you know, the one they were both offside, for example, he just nods it forward. What he's doing, he's just setting that tempo. Right, lads, this ball goes forward. This ball goes forward. We are progressing this game. We are not dilly-dallying on the ball like we did the other day. We are not. They're not getting set. And I thought Henderson and Jones both did that.
And I feel Henderson, and it's no detriment to him, I just think when it's Henderson and Milner in midfield, or when they start together, there's too much pressure on him to deliver something. So he always then tries to pick the right moment and he forces it too much. When the expectation is the likes of Curt Jones is going to take that mantle and that's his more of his natural gameplay, Henderson can kind of take the handbrake off, just feel his way into the game. And then when he picks his moments, he's not forcing it. He then chooses to use that tempo to play the ball forward a lot more because it's not expected from him. He's not getting closed down as quick. And I think that plays to his strengths more when he's not the expected driving force for that midfield. When you put that pressure on him, sometimes he comes good, you know, and we'll have seen many of games where he has come good, but in recent weeks he's struggled with that, whereas when he's got someone to offset that responsibility to, he can then just do it at his own pace. And for him today, his pace was forward thinking. And I think that was really important.
Hey everyone, Mates here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo, Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com, sign up, and join us on Redmen Plus.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Big here. I'm going to go to some of our comments then from our Club Legend Discord members. So let's have a little look. We've got Alex says, hopefully we can start a bit of a run. Only downside to that is Ox. I hope it's not serious. Yeah, Oxley Chamberlain got off injured shortly after they scored his goal, which was the only, again, one downside. Scotty T says, my man, the match was Fabinho. We've had a few others as well. Tom P, and I agree with this one, much better energy today, I agree. The tempo was there, the fluidity
energy
of players.
Was on,
yeah,
point.
100% agree, yeah. And then Scott again, no Salah, no Mane, no problem, 3 points in the bag. And then Tom Starr, hopefully we can kick on now and start a run of 10 games and just see where it takes us. And we said this before, didn't we? What Man City do now is out of our hands until we played. And they could just steamroll the league, but Liverpool need to position themselves to be the team who are there to capitalise if they slip. And performances like that, job done, professional, get it done, clean sheet, 3 goals, happy as Larry. City, if you win it, hands up, the best team have won it. But if you do falter, if you have a little COVID outbreak or something happens or whatever, or you bit of a run of bad form, it's going to be us who are going to be nipping at you. And that's what we did again today.
Yeah, no, 100%. And we've got to be in and around them in order to be able to do that. And wins like this were so important, because if we don't, we just play into their hands even more. They don't have to play at 100% every week. Now we're guaranteeing that, you know, provided that we can keep up this sustained pressure on them, they have to play at 100%. They can't afford to just say, do you know what? We're going to play at 80% because we've got a Champions League game that we're saving our energy for, or we've got an FA Cup quarterfinal or semi-final that we're saving our energy for. No, every week you've got to give 100% blood, sweat and tears if you want your 3 points, because if you don't, Liverpool will be there to kind of lick the lips and say, yeah, Sam, we'll jump on every missed opportunities that you present us. Again, just really, really impressed with how, for us, it felt like a loss the other day. You know, they went down to 10 men. We had so much control of the ball, but we didn't really seem to want to control the game and take it away from Arsenal. It felt like a loss as the fan base. You know, the internet seemed to go on a meltdown. The comments, everyone seemed to just be on a dampener. It was FSG out here, and it was, we need signings and investments there. And on a normal day, objectively, you can have those arguments. But when you're just off the back of another football match, it's just so emotional when people are getting that way. It just feels today the lads have writ the wrongs and said, you know what? We know we've got the ability. You know, Bobby setting up Tacky towards the end there. It was just so composed the way that they did it. The likes of Ox getting on the end of a cross as well from that right forward position. Again, it just shows when these lads are on song, they can just be as good as any of them.
Yeah, for sure. Like I say, Liverpool need their backup / rotational options
to come good. And more often than not, they've done it this season for Klopp when he's called on them.
Yeah.
Hitch Baz there with the super chat as well says, Millie not getting a card, that's the man of the match material for me.
He thought, was it at one point on the halfway line, he was about to absolutely web some fella, and then he thought better of it, but yeah, you're right. So yeah, it says Jeff, a good comment here. Three games out of all African players, two wins and one draw, and we don't even know if that draw will be good or bad yet. We'll find out in the week. It's fair play.
That's
like
a say,
Liverpool.
Good shot,
yeah, it is. Like I say, we have again the opposition that Liverpool would expect, but you have to go and do it. And before we start wrapping up, then, mate, what was your thoughts in terms of like from start to finish? Much better improved, much improved. Is that that Liverpool team that we've seen again? Going back to the lads who we haven't got, because there's so many of them, but the lads who we have got, let's focus on them. I feel like if they put a marker down there, say, you know what, yeah, we can do this, because there was doubt, because I don't think it was a main, even against Shrewsbury, it was a bit, I mean, that was a much change. I get it, and it was coming on the back of a mad week. Against Arsenal, I think there were a few people saying, like, is this showing that the depth isn't quite there at the top level and stuff, but I feel now this is a game where some of those doubters might be thinking, I'm not completely overwhelmed, I'm not overwon, but like
it's positive signs.
Yeah, positive signs.
And you've got to take them, because at the end of the day, Arsenal are still a level above this Brentford side, so they're going to be a more tougher opposition on Thursday, so we need to get a reality check and recognise the level of opposition that we'll be coming up against, and they will hopefully have a full week off where they're refreshed and they're able to go for it. Again, it's just a sign to me that, you know, we spoke about certain players getting the opportunities and stepping up, and you know, you can only beat what's in front of you. Taki's on within all of 5 minutes, his first touch, he scores a goal, gets put on a plate. The other day he balloons when he's been on the pitch for 90 minutes, do you know what I mean? So in a month where you were pigeonholing him to get these games, now you can say, well, there's one game and he's nailed it. He only got 20 minutes towards the end, but he come on and he's nailed it. And he looked bright.
Yep.
Playing down at centre, he looked bright, do you know what I mean?
As a goal, could have had assist if Gordon puts his one away as well. Yeah, it was a better one. Because I was critical of him the other day and I thought he needed a reaction. And
he's give you one?
And he absolutely didn't. And Liverpool did. I think that's the main thing is that...
I wish it was his birthday every day.
Yeah, it's tacky. Just keep being your birthday and we'll be fine. But I just think in general, like, when you... Listen, we didn't lose a draw. It was a 0-0 draw in the first leg of a game against Arsenal at the end of the world. But it did feel a bit like... down and dumps. So Liverpool needed to react, and they did. Didn't they? To wrap it up, we got the reaction we wanted, didn't we?
And in all fairness, if you're going to play a top six team with a weakened squad, apart from City, use second string squad. Most people say, oh, they'll walk into the top four anyway. You're probably looking for a draw anyway on another day. I think it's the fact that it's a semi-final and we're at Anfield.
And the 10 men.
And the 10 men were putting that pressure on us. But if we was to go, if we was to do that again with our full strength or our second string squad and we was to get a result, that'd be a huge, huge plus for this Liverpool side. And again, for those lads that are beating the likes of the Brentfords, the Shrewsbury's, the lesser teams, when they're getting their opportunities, for them, that'd be a big scalp. So... It's a positive that they've been able to do it now, because it's, again, we're going up in calibre of opposition, and it's, can you do it again next week? And I think that's where we'll see what they're made of and in a little bit more close detail.
Yeah, absolutely, mate, absolutely. Right, we'll wrap that one up there then. Obviously, we're going to be back shortly with the fan reactions on YouTube and also the player rating. So keep an eye out on the YouTube channel for those. If you want to get involved in the fan reaction show, head on over to the socials now and get your tweets and Facebook posts in. If you want to get involved with the player ratings, we'll be doing that live shortly afterwards. You can use the live chat to get in touch with me, and I'll be reading out some of the best comments that you guys have as well.
Oh yeah, to that Dortmund fan as well, we're keeping Taki. Sorry. Can't have him.
deals off, absolutely fine. Right then, thanks so much for watching, Edel. Thanks, absolute pleasure to have you with me again.
Yeah,
it's been all you guys in the stream, all the super chats, all the mods, all the Discord legends as well. It's been brilliant to have you as part of the show. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. Until next time, we'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.